Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The debates, the forums, and the candidate events for Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidates are more frequent, with primary election just 2 weeks from today. Last night, the four Democratic candidates appeared on WGBH-TV's Greater Boston, sparring over issues including health care, terrorism, and how to create jobs. A roundup now from WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff.
Martha Coakley was the first candidate in the hot seat. Greater Boston host Emily Rooney asked Coakley, a Catholic, if caution played into her decision as Attorney General not to prosecute convicted child molester and defrocked priest John Gagan back in 1995.
We didn't have charges that would have identified him as a sexual offender, but we went to the mat to make sure that we kept him away from kids.
So you weren't intimidated by the church?
Absolutely not, no.
The church had a long internal file of complaints against Gagan, and at least two other organizations knew about additional accusations. The Boston Police and the State Department of Social Services had investigated another complaint in the 1980s. When I asked her about this following the Senate forum, Coakley said she never learned of this information when considering the case against Gagan.
But see, we didn't know that, and there was no way for us to know that, either from the church or from Boston. That would have also been irrelevant to these charges. What was most important and what we accomplished was taking Father Gagan out of commission.
Coakley settled the case against Gagan for a year probation instead of staging a criminal trial. During the televised forum, Coakley's opponents did not criticize her for that decision. But the sparks flew between two other candidates. Congressman Mike Capuano accused businessman Steve Pagliuca of being misleading in a TV ad that says Pagliuca is the only guaranteed vote for universal health care.
You can buy ads and misrepresent me all you want. Here you can't. And here's what I would say. That's what I've said. I said when the final bill is done, I will read it and I will make my decision then. Because as we sit right now, the provision you seem to be most focused on is already taken care of in the Senate bill. I haven't heard any of you talk about the Senate provision on public option that allows an opt-out. How do you feel about that? Because that is more troubling to me.
The Senate bill would give states the ability to opt out of a government insurance plan. Pagliuca accused Capuano of confusing the issue.
That's obfuscating the issue.
That's the key issue.
The key issue is getting all Americans covered.
The key issue is having this work.
30 million people.
None of the other candidates said what they thought of the opt-out provision. But Coakley took a dig at Pagliuca for saying he'd support a health care bill in any form.
By the way, I think that there was never any need to surrender women's rights to choice in order to get a compromise.
Look, Mark, I'm pro-choice. That's very clear. I'm pro-choice.
Apparently not.
There was a shift in tone when the questions turned to how to respond to terrorism. All the candidates agreed it was okay to try the accused September 11th planners in a civil court in New York City. When asked whether CIA officers should be prosecuted for waterboarding, Capuano said he hopes they aren't used as scapegoats, because they were following an order.
It appears as though it came directly from the Vice President of the United States. And if that's the case, then he should be prosecuted.
None of the other candidates commented on that suggestion. To fight terrorism, City Year co-founder Alan Casey said he would create a new institution.
We created NATO after World War II, and it worked. We won. Soviet Union's gone. We need a new international version of NATO to fight counterterrorism. That is the number one threat now.
Casey, who ranks last in the polls, says he believes he has a shot at the Senate seat. He says those polls only reflect name recognition. And he points out that in the latest survey, 50% of likely voters are undecided. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.
Audio for this report was courtesy of WGBH-TV's Greater Boston. You can follow all of our coverage of the campaign on our website. Just click Sprint to the Senate at WBUR.org.